Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
It's not often, but it does happen several times each legislative session. I'm talking about a literal show of force where large crowds descend on the Capitol to make their voices heard. Last session, it was the Water Compact Bill and a hearing that went on for hours. Years ago, it was a bill to force homeschoolers to take a state-approved achievement test. On that day, 1,500 moms in strollers descended on the Capitol and the hearing went on for 4 hours, with everyone except the bill's sponsor standing opposed to the bill. Yesterday, it was the Personhood Amendment. Though not nearly as heavily attended as those others I mentioned, it was definitely a show of force, and the hearing room was packed. It began with the bill's sponsor, Representative Derek Skies, opening and laying out the premise of the bill, saying simply that human life begins at conception, and Montana's Constitution should reflect that. For those of us who believe that life begins at conception, it's simple and straightforward. If life begins at the moment of conception, then at the moment of conception, we're dealing with a unique person. And that person is endowed by God with every right, including the right to live. Therefore, abortion in all its forms should be outlawed. As I said, it seems simple and straightforward. That is until you enter a legislative hearing room and the court of public opinion. As Christians, we tend to see life as black and white. God said it, I read it, and therefore I believe it. What's hard for us to understand are others, some within our own family, who see the world in shades of gray. In most cases, it's easy to dismiss them. We agree to disagree, but that doesn't work in a legislative setting because you need their votes. Yesterday, as in the past three sessions, both sides came armed and ready. Our side spoke of the logic of the bill. I personally reminded the committee of a statute that's been on the books since 1889. It's section 41103 of the Montana Code, under the rights of minors, and it says a child conceived but not yet born is deemed to be an existing person so far as may be necessary for its interests in the event of its subsequent birth. There it is. Personhood already exists in the Montana Code. Now it's time to apply it to the entire code. Others spoke of the loss experienced by those who have had abortions and the fact that abortion clinics don't properly counsel women beforehand. The strongest opponents to the bill were the ACLU, NARAL, and Planned Parenthood. No surprise there. They spoke of Roe v. Wade and Supreme Court precedent, always staying clinical and technical, never considering whether a fetus is actually a human being. Opponents also said passage of the amendment would outlaw most contraception and result in miscarriages being investigated. The bill passed out of committee on a party-line vote. Now comes the hard part. It needs 100 votes between the House and Senate, then it goes to the people for a vote. If it gets at least 50 votes in the House, then it transmits to the Senate, where it needs another 50. Since the Senate has 50 members total, all 50 would have to vote yes, which is highly unlikely. That said, God is a God of miracles, and we look forward to the day when the scourge of abortion will come to an end. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.